yo, yeah, ho, yeah. Oh, yeah, hiya, ho, yeah, ho, yeah, hunga, and bunga. Yeah,
but he says.
But he said, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday. It is Good Friday. And for those of you who are not around in the last hour, I will replay. I'm standing up now in my studio on the farm, and I'm looking out the front window. Richie and I decided that if I took some pictures or a video of this, it wouldn't come out because through the window, the glare against the sun against the window would not make this work. But... and if I open the door, they'll run away. There are three deer who are right within maybe 10 feet at the most of me, right on the other side of the window that looks out. Now, they were behind me first. I have these green yew bushes all around my house, in addition to a lot of other things, flowers and trees and stuff. But they have come out of the woods, and I didn't realize, I don't pay much attention to deer, they like yew bushes. And they're going to town on my yew bushes right here. And so the
deer,
cows...
like everything, yeah, they will eat your whole yard. There's nothing in your yard that they will not eat.
Well, they have competition, obviously, from the cows, but the cows are on the other side of the fence. But if you could see... the curiosity. Cows are very curious creatures. So home farm here, where my home is, we call it the home farm because the other farm, the dairy farm where the cows are milked, is down the street. So the cows that are here are all bred heifers that will have calves over the next 2-3 months. And they're gathered around. They've cleaned out. There's a feedlot that's over in front of the barn where they would spend most of their time if they're hungry. The cows look quite fat and fulfilled at the moment. So they're all laying around chewing their cud. But as the deer walked over to the house, they got up, turned around, picked up their ears, walked over to the fence, and are looking at these deer. And the deer at first were paying attention to them. Now all they're doing is eating my yew bush. And Charlotte has been at the door barking, and I haven't put her outside. She chased the deer. I said, no, I don't mind them eating the yew bushes. They're all right. But now there's four. There were three before, and now they're four. And they're looking.
I'm surprised they're still there. They've been there for 40 minutes.
Yeah, they've been here for quite a while. But as
That's unusual.
They can now hear me, and they are looking. When they hear me, there's one of them looking right at me through the window. And then she puts her head down and has another bite out of the yew bush. Yeah.
Let's see if we can scare him. Yeah, hold on.
Nice job. Ah, very nice. I watched, on the plane coming back last night, I watched Out of Africa. I have never seen that movie before with Robert Redford and Meryl Streep. It is quite an astounding movie in terms of how not only is it long, I didn't actually get to see. Oh, there's a good story with that. I was watching it in at the end when they are on their descent, they come around, they collect the movie boxes. Well, everybody laughs at me when I call them that, but they're these they're movies and TV and that sort of stuff that they give you to watch. So I'm watching the movie, and it's not over yet. So one of the flight attendants says, okay, Mr. Steffen, you can watch the movie, and I'll get this from you just before we land. And they pick them up, and they put them in this lock box because they're supposed to be. I'm sure they're pretty expensive. It's getting close to getting on the ground, and the head stewardess comes back and says to me, why do you still have this? I said, because one of the other flight attendants said I could finish watching the movie. And she says, no, this is highly irregular. I have to take it from you right now. So I looked at her and I said, okay, what's the big deal?
So there you go.
Help yourself, take it. She comes back to me twice and berates me for having held on to the, and this is a flight attendant I see quite frequently because most of the same crews are on back and forth, and the flight I take mostly is back and forth from L.A. to Boston. And she was on the flight when I came back last week. And it was an okay lady. Not some of them are better than others. But the fact that she came back, everybody who was sitting around me said the same thing. They couldn't believe that she came back, not once, but twice, to tell me how bad it was that I'd kept their movie box so they couldn't put it in the lockbox. And it was because of guys like me that stewardesses don't want to work in the class, in the business class of the...
She told you that?
Yeah.
Really?
She told me that. And I looked at her, and I really didn't say much of anything to her, because I didn't, so let her go off. A woman that was sitting next to me said, why did you let her talk to you like that? I said, am I going to argue with her? She took the thing back again, and so it is what it is. But it's that kind of stuff that makes people crazy. you know, when they take the job, they're there to, they say they're there for your protection and safety and all that other stuff, but they're also there to accommodate you as long as you're not being a jerkleburger. I wasn't being a jerk. I just said to the one flight attendant, can I finish, try to finish watching the movie? I think there's only another 20 or 30 minutes left in it. Mm-hmm. And she said, okay. And they're so into their routine. And this woman, how does it sound bad if I say she was an Asian woman? Asians are a little bit more stuck on routine than are some other cultures. Anyway, so she walked by me three or four times and saw the thing there, but she didn't realize it was one of the airlines things. It was, she thought it was mine. So anyway, I found that almost laughable because she was so serious about it. And then the people, there was a couple on the other side of me that obviously had just gotten married or something, and they were very lovey-dovey in the seat. And so when they get up at the end of it, the lady said to me, wow, that was really something. I'm very surprised that they would say something. And that was basically the tone. Come on, folks. Listen, Charlotte's at the front door now. She knows the deer are out there. She's right. She's standing right there. All right, so enough stories. We have to get into some serious stuff here. Roberta, what's on the Queen of Cheap agenda in a moment?
Ooh, lots of special things. We have a reminder about Easter candy and free Slurpees and photos with the Easter Bunny and travel deals and free umbrellas and free coffee and all sorts of stuff.
All kinds of good things.
All sorts of good things.
Right, we have a television report coming up later in the hour as well. And some. All right, so I guess I better take a break here, Richie, so I can put Charlotte out to go chase the deer away. That'll go on for the next half an hour. Coming up, a discussion of the problem of sinkholes. There seem to be more and more of them. And did you see that landslide? Was that Oregon? Where was that? The coast of Oregon?
Washington State?
Yeah. Wow. All right, I'm going to put Charlotte out. So, Richie, play a couple of commercials.
Go get him, Charlotte.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog con ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store, like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. $100 off Williams digital pianos, $199. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Underwater? Upside down? Do these terms describe your current mortgage situation? Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans to tell you that it may be time to get HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance at a lower rate even if your home has lost value. Millions of homeowners are eligible for this program right now, including hundreds of thousands who currently have a mortgage with Bank of America. That's right. Hundreds of thousands of Bank of America clients are eligible for HARP and have not yet taken advantage of this opportunity. Quicken Loans may be able to help. To learn if you're eligible to get HARPed, log on to quickenloans.com and click on our easy-to-use HARP tool. But you've got to act right now. This unique program is scheduled to end at the end of the year, and I don't want you to miss out. Once again, if you owe more than your home is worth, or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
She's the queen of cheap.
Yeah.
The diva of dumpster
diving. She's a lot more than that.
She is.
It's Roberta Fessenelli.
So much more than that, but yes. Here I am for now. Let's start with free Slurpees at 7-Eleven. You get a free Slurpee when you text a special word to 7-Eleven, and then it'll send the free offer will be sent back to you via text, and we have all the information on how to get
the
free
Slurpee.
Can we pick
the word, or do they want the word to be something specific?
No, it has to be a specific word. It's on DougStephan.com.
I had a whole list of fun things.
Everybody's heard about the word.
What? The word has to do with Slurpees.
Really?
Okay.
Do you think the Pope drinks Slurpees?
I doubt it.
Really? Why would you think that he could be? He's a regular guy.
Because they don't have 7-Elevens in Rome.
They don't?
No.
How do they have to be able to tell the Pope, no wheezing the juice? Not wheezing
that's
the juice,
good,
man.
Well, what do you mean? What's Latin? Or what's Roman? What's Italian for seven? What's the number seven in Italian?
Sette.
Sette. Okay, and what's the number 11 in?
Undici.
Okay, the Sette Undici store.
Sette Undici.
<Yeah. laughs> How do you say Slurpee in Italian, Roberta?
Slurpee.
I think the Pope. We gotta see if we can get the Pope into Sette Undici.
Yeah. In Rome, yes, yeah, indeed.
That would be fun.
And when you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do.
Which is, you don't go to chain stores.
There aren't even any. That's one thing I now think about. I don't remember ever seeing any chain food stores anywhere in Italy.
Well, the big chain in Rome for years, my gosh, at least 30 years, is the McDonald's at the Spanish Steps.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And the reason why that was so big is because it was one of the first places in Rome to have air conditioning.
Ah.
So that was a real popular place to go for lunch in the summer when it was 300 degrees in Rome.
Pizzanza.
But it doesn't look like a 7-Eleven. It looks like a Pompeii palace. It has, frescoes made out of mosaics. And when you go in there, you can get mozzarella and tomatoes and all sorts of wonderful salads. And you go in there and you go, this isn't McDonald's. What? Yeah.
All right.
You can get your Big Mac, but
let's finish the Queen of Cheap. All right.
Okay. So we also got if you want to travel, we have Sherman's Top 25 Travel Deal Newsletter for you, absolutely free. We tell you how to get it. Free umbrella at IKEA on March 29th, which is tomorrow. We have all the information on how you can get that. We also have how you can. Is today the 29th? Oh, okay.
All day.
Okay, you get a free umbrella today at IKEA. A free coffee at Seattle's Best. Also, coming up for Easter, a free photo with the Easter Bunny at your local Bass Pro Shop. That happens today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. If you go to your local
Bass Pro Shop, yes,
you can get your picture with the Easter Bunny.
Yes.
Just before you shoot it.
Just before you shoot, exactly.
I bet you that bunny was so scared walking in that.
It was shaking in its boots. And also, booty. Reminder, Monday, that's the day you should
hurry
be
up.
Camping out in front of your favorite store to get the half-price Easter candy. Who cares if it's wrapped in pastel colors?
Right.
It still tastes the same.
Queen of Cheap Box, you can really save your money at DougStephan.com. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Now 23 after the hour, yes, the familiar sounds of the American Idol theme as a day two of this week. We have a review of some of the things that were on last night. Who watched it? Roberta, did you watch American Idol last night?
Sorry.
And Richie, he watches it when his wife is watching it.
Yeah, but for some reason, Sean had baseball practice last night, and by the time we got home, something was
all right, so here we have... the top eight singing old-time rock and roll to start the show.
This is going to be so campy and bad.
Come on, let's just play it.
Get ready to moan, groan, and complain.
And here we go.
These group numbers are always so bad. I don't know why they continue doing them.
We will move quickly to a finalist from... Are you still talking?
I'm still talking. So just be quiet and listen.
Excuse me. Sorry for being here. I've
got to give the producers credit, okay? They give these young kids who attract a young audience old songs who attract an old audience.
Right.
You know, we see them do the Beatles, we see them do the Motown and everything, and these kids have no idea of what they're singing, but they've got this formula that says, okay, we're going to keep the 40 and 50-year-olds watching by the music, and we're going to keep the 15 and 18-year-olds watching because the new pop hit or artist that that they're going to be covering over the next few years. So, I mean, it's a pretty interesting little formula they got going. All right, now you can continue.
Thanks, Rich. May I continue now? The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden and a couple of other people who are just hanging around. All right, let's see here. Last year's finalist Colton Dixon was on the show last night. He's got a new song to promote called Your Love Has Come to Me. Let's see if we like it or not. I don't like it. Sounds like every other. Yeah, that's right. Sounds like just like everything else. Who was it that I saw? Oh, I know. Bill Maher had, as much as I think he's a jerk, he had Clive Davis on his show. I don't know if anybody saw this or not.
No.
They were talking about music. And Maher's about my age. I think he's a couple of years younger than I am. But he was talking about having 45s and the music from the 60s and 70s and what Clive Davis had his hands on even back then.
Oh, yeah.
And then Maher was talking about the various types of music, and then he just said, and then there's the today stuff, and threw his hands up in the air as if it was garbage. And a lot of it is, Frank. I don't think that's an age thing. But I think what Richie just said was very important and very intelligent when it comes to understanding what the producers are about. Yep, the young music, the old music as interpreted by young singers. And so you catch, that's how they get 20 million listeners or viewers a week.
Parents and their kids can watch together because they're both interested in some aspect of what's going on.
Yeah. All right, do we have the Cree song?
We do.
All right, so here, why don't you play that? This is Don't Play That Song, Cree, singing Yesterday. Rika was on American Idol last night, congratulating her on her great performance.
Hi, Queen. It's Aretha Franklin. How are you? Saw you last evening. Loved it. Smokey was right. You put that one away, and you're not going anywhere. I know you're going to be around. Much love to you.
How cool is here's that? Man, I got goosebumps listening to Aretha.
Yeah.
So here's the background on that is when
Smokey Robinson is
Smokey Robinson
tutor
the
this
mentor,
week. Yeah.
Smokey was so impressed by how she did this song, he said, I'm going to call Aretha and have her watch.
Uh-huh.
And Cree was like, oh my God. I'm just about to faint because how do you handle that kind of pressure? Here you have Smokey telling you how to do the song and Aretha watching you.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty cool.
I couldn't handle that.
Yeah. Keith Urban also sang his own song last night on American Idol. It's 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? Low engine temps are a sign of good engine health. Friction. You know engines that run hot are just a step away from overheating, but engines that run too cool are also in danger. Why? Low engine temps can cause dreaded water intrusion. Water collects in oil when the natural condensation that occurs in engine startups is not dissipated. Typical of short trips when engines aren't brought up to full operating temperature. An advantage of synthetic oil is its additive package, like Royal Purple's Centrelec technology, that combats the hostile environment caused by water intrusion. Consider Royal Purple high-performance motor oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then, pick up Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Sure, money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Stephens, good day. The website. Actually, there's a new picture of me up there. And on the right-hand side.
All natural.
Yes,
I'm
all natural. Yes. Listen now, and the archives, all that sort of thing is there. There's a video of the program, what it looks like when we're all doing the program. That's a video. And above that is the Good Day crowdfunding information. The crowdfund will actually start. It'll go live on Monday for those of you who are interested
and
excited.
Monday.
I am here to make you happy. That's my job. It is Richie's job. It's Kenny's job. It's Roberta's job to make you happy.
Say that to me.
It is my. I didn't say I was making you happy.
When he talks to me, he says, I'm here to drive you crazy.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. And by the way, is it a week from today we have breakfast or a week from yesterday? When am I going to be in Washington?
It's a week from today that you will be here.
Well, yeah, right, exactly.
Sitting so, right next
right,
to me.
Right there. All right, so there are two steps.
Can't wait.
To make... What a ringing endorsement. Meredith would be happy to have breakfast with you.
I'm happy to see.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Send the girlfriend. You can stay.
All right. So there are two steps to making you exceedingly happy. One is to exceed the expectations that people have for you. You have expectations of me. I have expectations of Roberta, Richie. For example, the last maybe 15 minutes of the program have exceeded my expectations. And if I do say so myself, I think the last 15 minutes of this program have been close to brilliant. Not quite brilliant, but close.
Close, huh?
To brilliant, yes. So the first thing is for you to exceed all of our expectations. Second thing to make people happy, when something is wrong, make it right. Promise to make it right. That rule applies to most anything. You are my customers. You are the listeners. You are the people to whom, for the most part, not everybody's going to be happy with everything that gets said here by any or all of us. Sometimes people get ticked off and they go away. I'm never listening again. And then they come back. Imagine dealing with a business or a program like this that is so committed to exceeding your expectations. And then, when something doesn't happen, that something just goes wrong. I've been thinking about this because Richie and I were talking an hour or so ago with somebody who got upset with me because of what I was saying.
Because I wasn't here to control him. And I apologize for that. I will never let it happen again.
Right. It's your fault,
pulling
Richie.
The strings.
I know. Send her an email and tell her it's your fault.
Already done.
We want to make it better because we can't afford to lose any listeners.
I just
None.
Told her never to listen unless I'm here.
Right, exactly.
I am the one who
you are the one.
Keeps you on the rails.
Yes, you are. And other than that, I'm off. I'm gone. Kenny, you can't control me. It's not Roberta's job. We have a tough, tough time controlling Roberta.
Kenny throws the chip out there and then says, "Watch this. Watch me."
Right.
This will get Doug all cranked up.
Right. Exactly.
Hey guys, watch this.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm just trying to get you. If you're in business, by the way, I'm sort of coupling this with our Good Day crowdfunding effort because we want to help you. If you want to start a new business, we're going to help you. We're going to teach you at webinars we have every week about crowdfunding and how you can use it to help your business or you have maybe a thing that needs to be done in your church or your civic organization. You need to raise money for something. This is the perfect way to do it.
Yeah.
And we're going to teach you how to do that. Anyway, that starts next week. Anyway, it's when businesses, I was telling a story about American Airlines early this morning, which is a broken company. And I've been loyal to American for many years because they're the ones that fly most frequently between Boston and L.A., and that's the route I take most of the time when I'm flying. Not all the time, but I certainly am on it probably. I'm sure each year I do 14, 15, 16 round trips between Boston and L.A., maybe more. So I get used to, you know, kind of that system. But when somebody takes you to task for something that's kind of foolish, and that's what I was talking about last night, it kind of makes you feel uncomfortable that you've given your money to them, and they abuse you for the privilege of...
Doug got yelled out because he didn't give the movie
box back. Right.
When the first... stewardess, I'm sorry,
flight attendant,
requested it. And she let him hold it for another few minutes, and another flight attendant got extremely upset
with me. Right. So, if you're in business, let me give you two points of view to help you understand and maybe help your employees understand what you have to do. Richie and Roberta and Kenny don't really have to please me, really and truly. We all get along, and they know that it's nice that we get along, but they're here to please you, not to please me. And because I'm running a business, and if I can't get them to please you, then I'm out of business. I have to please you, too, to a certain extent. And they, likewise, to a certain extent. They're not going to please everybody all the time. But I just was thinking about this in terms of the American thing. Pleasing the boss oftentimes is impossible anyway. And if the only reason you're at a job is to please the boss, then you probably got to go find another job. Especially if it's a company that does business with, you know, customers coming through the door. They're the ones you need to, and the boss needs to recognize that. The boss doesn't need to be pleased. He ought to be pleased if you're pleasing the customers. And so how many times you go, it's awful in hardware stores. You ever notice that? I don't know what it is about hardware stores. But the people, there's a hardware store in Lincoln in Santa Monica. It's actually in Venice that I go into. And this old guy, and I don't know whether he's the owner or not, he is the grumpiest, gruffest jerk.
Should not be in retail.
You don't sit at the cash register and grumble at
people. I used to be in the car business.
Right.
And here's the way it works. Once you do something every day for years, and it starts to, and you get the same questions, and you get the same complaints from customers, and you get into this rut. And I used to watch car salesmen get into this, where they assume that the customer is as comfortable with this situation as they are. And I used to have to tell them, remember, they do this once every 5 years.
Yeah.
You do it every day. They don't know what you know. Don't assume that they're stupid just because they don't know what you know. And people get, retail employees get into these ruts.
Yep.
And you got to get out of it. You have to, every single day, you have to say, the customer is new and they deserve service.
They do. They're coming there to keep the store open.
Yep.
Hello. You need to recognize that. Speaking of ruts, there are lots of sinkhole problems around the country. How do you like that for a segue? Pretty cool, huh? Sinkholes in our focus. Then the television report coming up here on the Good Day program with Richie and Roberta and Kenny and Doug. I want to talk to you about your cholesterol level. This is something that has become a mantra for me, mostly because when the fellow came on last year ago, January, I think his name, I don't know his name, is Dave, what's his last name? Dave somebody or other, who runs cardio. I don't know if he's got his last name. Anyway, it's not important who he is. What's important is that cardio has come on the scene from Italy, and I'll bet the Pope even takes this, Roberta. I bet that they're so careful, Dave McMahon's the guy's name, that they're so careful about the Pope's triglyceride level and his cholesterol level that they got him on this all-natural product that comes from Italy called cardio. so that his blood levels, the cholesterol levels, triglycerides are just where they need to be because they want the Pope to live a happy, long life. So take advice from the Pope, who I'm sure uses Cardiol, or I'm guessing he does. I don't want to get into too much trouble with the Pope, but take the Pope's advice. I have the silly.
Listen
now.
To the Pope.
Listen to the Pope. I get a free. The Pope is offering you a free 30-day trial of Cardiol. It'll lower your cholesterol free. Actually, you have to pay for shipping and handling. That's like $8 or something. Call this number 9. This is not the hotline to the Vatican, but it's close. 888-809-6424. Or you can go online to cardiol.net/Doug and to click on free 30-day trial. Give them your address. Bingo. It comes to you. And by the way, they also are offering now a cholesterol home test kit. So ask him about that when you call 888-809-6424.
I just came across 6424. Hey,
what I say?
I think you just came across a brilliant. I'm just repeating it because a brilliant marketing plan for Cardiol.
Yeah, get the Pope.
They could work with the Pope, and he could give when you go to the Mass, he could give you the wafer.
Yeah,
and the wine, and then a bottle of Cardiol.
Right.
Why not?
Get your cholesterol down. Take it from the Pope. Call 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Doug.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps to boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male. Because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-491-5856. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856.
Longer days and warmer weather means spring is here. That also means it's time for annual spring cleaning. And one product helps do it all. Plan to cover every area of your home, inside and out, efficiently and effectively. With the new Arm & Hammer Baking Soda 5-pound resealable bag. With easy-to-store, water-resistant packaging and resealable closure, the new 5-pound bag is the ultimate in cleaning convenience. And each bag includes a scoop, ensuring quick and easy dosing. Best of all, it can be used throughout the entire house, in the kitchen, safely clean food prep areas, freshen upholstery and carpet in the living room and bedrooms, clean bathroom floors, tubs, sinks, and shower curtains. Even use it outside to make lawn furniture and grills look like new with no harsh chemicals. Once you've cleaned with ease, you can enjoy all that spring has to offer. Now available at Walmart in the cleaning aisle. For more, visit armandhammer.com.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store. Like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. $100 off Williams digital pianos, $199. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Where is the song, What's Going On When You Need It? What the heck is going on? Look at all these sinkholes everywhere. There's one in southern China this week. A city worker got sucked into a sinkhole. There are more sinkholes in Florida.
Come on now.
Louisiana, there's a sinkhole.
Don't do it. Take the hook out of your mouth. The news propaganda machine has got a hold of you again.
Yes.
Sinkholes are this year's killer sharks off the coast of every vacation spot in the world.
Right. Be careful. You'll fall in one. You'll disappear. You'll die.
This year's bird flu. Every year, there's some scare story. Sinkholes is this year's.
Here are radio host Jack Harris, Ted Webb, and Corey Dillon talking to geologist Mark Stewart about all the sinkholes suddenly seeming to be springing up.
I know these catastrophic sinkholes are rare, as the one a couple of weeks ago that swallowed up a bedroom and unfortunately a victim. But why are all of these happening in this general area right now in Sefner? Is that some sort of a big bottomless pit there?
Well, there are a number of reasons. The collapsed sinkholes, like the dramatic one that unfortunately took that life, occur under particular geologic conditions, and those conditions for those kinds of sinkholes are, we find those in a belt from, say, Lakeland through Dover, Sefner, Brandon, up into Temple Terrace and on through Carrollwood.
But it seems all of them now are happening in that one particular area, almost like that is even something more special than the rest of that area.
Well, it's there are two things going on there. Again, the geologic conditions are correct. Also remember that several years ago, in January 2010, we opened up about 140 sinkholes as a result of agricultural pumping, and it may be that some of that very heavy pumping back at that time has sort of set up the conditions for some sinkholes, which now, as we're going into this very dry season, are.
So are there some areas, other areas you're watching that you were suspect of?
Well, you know, that area going from just north of the Alafaya River, going from Tampa Bay eastward out towards Lakeland, that's where we've usually seen the larger dramatic collapse sinkholes. Fortunately, the sinkholes we see in other areas further to the west and the north aren't quite as large, and they tend to occur a little bit
all right,
more slowly.
So what's this
agricultural pumping, though?
That's pumping out of, there are a lot of wells that have been drilled when there is a dryness, drought like there has been. They drill into the ground and they suck a lot of water out. And in places like Florida, where there's not a lot of substance under you anyway, I could see why that would be a problem.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Let's see what's going on here on your favorite television program. CBS has renewed 14 series this week. Two Broke Girls, Mike and Molly, NCIS Los Angeles, and NCIS yada yada. Person of Interest, great show. Elementary, Hawaii Five-O, The Mentalist, Blue Bloods, The Good Wife, The Amazing Race, Survivor, Undercover Boss, 60 Minutes, and 48 Hours. They're still trying to figure out what to do with Two and a Half Men. Let's see. Yeah. Decisions have not been made about Criminal Minds, which I think is just too. CSI New York and Rules of Engagement, although Engagement isn't expected to get another season. What was that show about, Rules of Engagement? Why do I not know that show?
Rules of Engagement.
Anybody remember?
Isn't that the David Spade show?
Yes, it was.
Really? All right, so no, and who knows what it's all
was,
about?
Oh, that was, yeah, yes.
Yeah. All right, let's see. NBC is looking to spin off the Chicago Fire drama. Dick Wolf, this is another L.A. Law thing. Look, this guy is just smarter than you know what. It's the Chicago Police Department will be up next. So he's moving from New York to Chicago. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Time for our weekly visit with Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Lead story this week in terms of travel news is the news from Delta that your SkyMiles will die when you do. What's been the rule of thumb that the legacy airlines have practiced anyway heretofore, Tom? Where'd Tom go?
You know, when you look at air miles or frequent flyer miles and the way you can earn frequent flyer miles, and actually, you know, I remember this is terrible, but I guess morticians years ago used to earn, because that is big business, to send caskets across the country. They used to earn frequent flyer miles too. So it'll be around, I think, till we die, just because the airlines make billions of dollars every year and never sell an airplane seat, but make the money from the credit card companies, the car rentals, the hotels. You think about it. Every time I'm a big, I have a credit card for several of the airlines, and I charge everything on that, get the points too.
Right, get miles, and they're making money. So is it possible that they could become, that it's more of a focus for them? It's like a retail shop, rather than, you know, you look at, you examine some of the fares that you pay for this, that, and the other thing, and you wonder, is it more profitable for them to charge you $75 for the upgrade miles to come out of your account so you can sit in first class rather than, you know, to sell you, because that it doesn't cost, the stuff they give you in first class doesn't cost them $75.
No.
You know, by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, and, but you know, it's just one of those, it's one of those carrots, but let's face it, you know, look at American Airlines. They boast they have probably 60, 70, 80 million members.
Yep.
They also boast last year they gave away almost, 9 million airplane tickets.
Right.
Well, if that's the case, well, guess what? It probably takes the average person 10 years to earn a free ticket.
Right. Everybody's silly. I'm silly about that stuff. Huh? And the reason I've stayed loyal to American is because I have so many miles with them and it's easier to upgrade. Otherwise, I wouldn't. We were telling a story earlier about the flight attendant last night when I was coming back from Los Angeles to Boston barking at me because I kept the movie box 20 minutes longer than they wanted me to. You know, you get to that stuff and you just wonder about service. How is service, by the way? We've now seen pretty much all of the consolidation we're going to see. Delta is now Delta Northwest, and American is American and U.S. Air, and United is Continental and United.
Southwest AirTrans.
Right. So that's all done. So what's the service like now?
I think we could see an improvement, just because, remember, now you got three giant actually four giant airlines out there fighting for your business, and whoever does the best job gets you there on time, gets you the most destinations, does this and does that, and they are going to pamper to those high-paying business travelers. Yeah. I think that's going to spread to the back of the bus, too. So
All right.
You just have to sit back and see. Now, I do have a couple of travel deals up.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
How about Boston? This is the cheapest ticket in America today.
Really?
Boston to Houston. It won't start until September.
What do I want to go to Houston for?
Houston? Well, somebody in Houston may want to go to Boston.
Nice. If the hell wants to go to Houston?
And I just booked it on.
What is the special?
September.
Yeah.
$100 round trip.
Really?
That's 3.2 cents a mile. Now, folks, if your car gets 20 miles a gallon like mine, that's like buying gasoline for 60 cents a gallon.
All right. So it would just be something you could go down for a weekend, maybe we just
do whatever you want. To
take a trip to Houston
foliage.
For a weekend.
But also make sure...
Fall foliage in Texas?
Huh?
What are you talking about, fall?
Fall leaves in Boston. You live
this is from Houston to Boston, not Boston to Houston.
It's both ways. It's both ways. But also, if you live in Providence or Manchester, Hartford, for example, Houston is 400.
Is this because Southwest is now going into the other airport?
That's because JetBlue just said that's their 49th state.
Really?
And they'll be flying two flights a day from Boston. Now, they offer now 49 nonstop destinations.
So does that mean everybody will, that means United will match it?
Well, we haven't seen it do it yet. I just booked it on bestfares.com. I got it for about $100.
Yeah.
And I don't see Air Trans, American, Delta. But United would probably be the one that would have to consider it.
Yeah, because that's their hub.
That's their also their only other nonstop on that route. But anyway, also look at coast-to-coast travel. A ton of cities for under $300 round trip for April and May and early June.
Good.
And look at the vacation packages, too. Boy, they're just coming in.
So some nice news at bestfares.com for travelers. A little weird. Of paying some of the exorbitant prices they've had to pay over the winter. So check it all out. If you're a traveler and you use air or you use cruises, that kind of stuff, check out Tom's site. Tom Parsons, editor and publisher at bestfares.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.